everybody. This is Mark. It's Thursday, August 15th. Friday Eve, as we call it. Thursday. Happy Thursday to everybody. Welcome to the Red Light Limbo podcast. Let's get driving. He called me princess last night. Thanks for everybody for piling on and ruining his night, and he's still thinking about it this morning. Anyhow, Joe Mullins. So, welcome, Red Light Limbo podcast, in which I have a monologue, and you listen to it later. I got about a 10-minute ride across town, so we talk about what's going on in the world. Drinks, events, where you can find me, and, you know, music and movies and whatnot. So, just remember you can find me always at tikitender.com, on Instagram at thattikitenderguy, and on Twitter at tikitender. You can email me at mark, M-A-R-K, at tikitender.com. TikiTender.com, where you can find drink recipes and all kinds of good stuff. So yeah, check that out. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Beautiful day here. It's been a typical August. Pretty hot and rainy in the afternoon. Just the way we like it, hot and wet. So where you can find me this week, again, today, Thursday, till about 6:30, you can find me at the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge. We open up at 2 o'clock. I'll be hanging out there. Tomorrow night, Friday, special appearance, 5 to close. That's 5 to 11, people. I'll be manning the helm at the Humidor, running the show. Very rare Friday night appearance. And we'll be making the Humidor Bowl all night long, which is a delicious Cuban-inspired beer cocktail with beer, ginger ale, and fresh lime. You don't want to miss that. Plus, we'll be doing a chair dancing competition, free beer room tours, and at 11 o'clock, I'll be giving a sweep and mop seminar. So that's going on Friday night. On Saturday, I'll be down in Deltona at a public but sold out event, reggae night down at the center of Deltona. And then just wanted to let everybody know that on Tuesday, next Tuesday, I'm not sure of the date, you'll have to look it up, but it's next Tuesday, the Tuesday coming up after the weekend. Food Truck Tuesday, back at Food Truck Tuesday. We used to, Fun Coast Bartending used to do the Food Truck Tuesday once a month for the city of Palm Coast, but they decided they didn't want to handle beer sales and whatnot anymore, so they suspended the beer tent. Well, this month, the beneficiary of the Food Truck Tuesday is the Palm Coast Arts Foundation, and I'm in cahoots with Nancy big time. We do a lot of events there at the Palm Coast Arts Foundation, so she's going to have us run a beer tent for her, selling beer for the Palm Coast Arts Foundation to benefit their project there in Town Center, and also the grants and the general operation of the foundation. So check it out, that's 5 to 8, Food Truck Tuesday. That's a family-friendly event, no charge to get in. Obviously, if you want to buy food or drink, it's going to cost you some money, but there's going to be games for kids, music, And entertainment, you know, just a little way to get out and walk around in the fresh air. Hopefully the rain stays away. But Food Truck Tuesday, that's next Tuesday down at the Palm Coast Town Center.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I want to take a moment to talk about my new friends Hearth and Crafts. That's Hearth and Crafts. They're a local company here in Palm Coast who make handcrafted soaps, jewelry, and skincare products. And I want to talk about the beard oil in particular. As you know, I have a nice full beard. And this beard oil, I'm going to tell you, it's about $8. And it is so good. It's got sandalwood, which I love, and a lot of other oils. Avocado oil, hemp oil, grapeseed, tea tree oil. Smells great. But the most important thing is that I use like a fifth of a milliliter. And in my long beard, it is perfect amount. It's just it really lasts a long time. A little bit goes a long way. And I really want to shout out to my friends over at Hearth. And you can visit them at hearthandcrafts.com. That's hearthandcrafts.com.
I just got the stink eye from some old lady because she thinks I'm texting and driving when in fact I'm just editing a podcast and driving. So, joke's on you, lady. So, Palm Coast Parkway is looking pretty light today. It's about 9:30, so I missed the early rush. All the kids are in school and whatnot. So, I'm headed over to my office to spend a little bit of time there. I have to work on some stuff, some website items for Fun Coast Bartending. So, hey, if you haven't yet and you're following me on the socials, make sure and go over and give Fun Coast Bartending a like. Use all the support we can get as far as that goes. And side note, Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge, congratulations to me and all my staff and my partner Kai. Thanks to you, the readers of the Daytona Beach News Journal, we won Best of the Best Cigar Lounge. So that's for Flagler and Volusia counties. So every year they do the Best Around Awards, and they do the local winner. So they do one for Flagler County, one for West Volusia, one for South Volusia, one for Beachside. And then they have a runoff, everyone who wins that. So we got to the final four, so to speak. And then we were voted. So 2 years in a row, we've been voted Best of the Best. So that's a nice feather in our cap. And thank you very much for everyone who supported that and maybe took a few minutes to vote. It's a tedious voting process. And be on the lookout. We'll be doing a celebratory event coming up later in the fall to celebrate six Reader's Choice Awards and two Best of the Best Awards there at the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge in European Village. Speaking of the humidor, one of the best things that I get to do every day, well, not every day, but very often, is we have to try new cigars, we have to try new wines, and we have to try new beers. So I just want to say thank you. Yesterday, the rep from Ormond Brewing Company came, and I sampled a beer called Front Porch. I think it's Front Porch IPA. I'll have to look. It's on my Untappd if you're on that. But also, he reminded me how much I love The Dude. So The Dude is a milk stout that's made with a little bit of coffee flavor. So it's formulated to kind of taste like a White Russian as a nod to the Big Lebowski, the Jeff Bridges character in movie, The Dude. We have it on tap a lot at the cigar bar, so we'll be coming back into rotation soon as it cools off a little bit. But related to The Dude, not only is there a beer called The Dude based on Big Lebowski, but Flashback Cinema next week, so Sunday coming up and then the Wednesday following, is showing The Dude, showing the Big Lebowski as part of their Flashback Cinema. So we Super Broad and I caught Big Trouble in Little China over the weekend as part of the Flashback Cinema here at our local theater. So here in Palm Coast, Epic Cinema does participate in the Flashback Cinema program. Epic Theaters, I should say. So, yeah, if you're a fan of the Big Lebowski, here's your chance to see it on the big screen, which I can say I never saw it on the big screen. So I may try to check that out if my schedule allows as well. So Big Lebowski coming up on Flashback Cinema at your local theater. shout out again to Ormond Brewing Company for that delicious beer. And while we're talking about brewing companies, let's also give a shout out to Cigar City Brewing Company over in Tampa. We have a lot of their beers at the cigar bar, and rightly so. And they have a delicious beer right now called the Humidor Series. It's a limited edition IPA, which is their already delicious highlight aged on cedar to give it really some interesting flavor. So you get the tropical kind of highlight feel, but also a lot of malty and a pleasant background. So it takes a little bit of the bite out of it, but you still get all the flavor. So that's the Humidor Series IPA. So we're pulling up here at the office, and ending here soon. Just wanted to remind you also, next Friday the 23rd, I'm doing a cocktail class at the Museum of Arts and Science, the Cocktails of Cuba. This is an interactive cocktail class where I will first demonstrate and give a little history of the Cuban cocktails, the classic daiquiri and also the mojito. And then everyone gets to have practical experience and they get to make their own drinks and socialize and drink the drinks and have a good time. So that's coming up. I'm pretty sure there's tickets still available. I'm going to post a link to my Twitter and also on my Tiki Tender Facebook page for that. So if you're interested, you can get in on that. So that's about it. It was an uneventful drive across town, and we're pulling in here. I'm going to get a little work done. And as a reminder, as you go about your day today, those who have less than you are not your enemy.